And now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. Mary Foster Lord is deeply disturbed about her father's agreement to play another golf match with John Redmond, the winner to publish the loser's newspaper for one issue. She's thinking of it as she sits at home sewing, but her thoughts are interrupted as...
Come in. Well, Fred Hunt.
Hello, Mary.
Since when have you had to ring the doorbell instead of walking right in?
I thought I'd better ring, especially where you've been so mad at me.
Sit down. Well, I haven't been mad at you. I don't know where you ever got that idea.
You broke our engagement, didn't you?
Well, yes, but it wasn't a question of being mad at you, Fred. Just that I decided it would be a mistake to continue with it. I told you just how I felt at the time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm here to see if there's any chance of you coming back to work at my office. I got to have a girl in the office. I'm out so much of the time, and if you won't come back, I'll have to, well, look around for somebody else. But you know the routine. I'll pay you more than I was paying you before.
You were paying me very well before.
I can raise it a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, Fred, I'm afraid not. But thanks just the same for wanting me to come back.
Will you consider it for a couple of days? I can leave the job open that long, I guess.
Oh, well, I don't know. Perhaps I could consider it. Fred, I'll be perfectly frank with you. I'd much rather just keep on with the care of the house and the children. Dad wants me to do that, and it's really a better arrangement.
But... Oh, sure, I can understand that.
Well, the picture may change, though, after Monday.
What do you mean?
I mean, if Dad loses to John Redmond, I may need to go out and work.
Has Henry made that same contract with Redmond again about the newspapers?
Yes, I'm sorry to say that he has.
Well, he's really asking for trouble, isn't he?
He certainly is. But when Redmond put up a howl about being cheated, well, you know all about what Amelia did, of course.
Yeah.
Dad said that he'd give him another chance. I don't know what the outcome will be, but... I do know that if Redmond wins, and he has a much better chance of winning than Dad has, if he wins, it's going to hurt Dad financially. Because John Redmond has some plan to hurt the Sentinel. I know that.
Oh, no doubt of that. That guy always has an axe to grind where Henry's concerned.
So, as I say, if Dad loses, I may go out and look for a job.
Yeah. Well, I'd hate to see you have to take a job on that basis, Mary, but... Well, if it happens that way, you come on back.
I'll let you know after they play Monday.
Okay, fair enough. Where's Henry now?
Oh, he's out on the course with Bill Nelson. Bill is coaching him on how to play.
Oh.
They should be getting it back pretty soon now. They've been... Oh, wait a minute. Here they come.
That gives Nelson a pretty good excuse to hang around here, doesn't it, where he's teaching Henry golf.
Fred, do you think that's a nice thing to say?
Well, isn't it true?
No, it is not true. Bill doesn't... hang around here or anywhere else. Look here, I thought you'd gotten to like him.
Oh, Doc's all right, but... Well, I can't say I'm keen on sitting back and watching you fall for him.
Now, Fred, look. Let's have this understood once and for all. If there's going to be any more talk like that, you can find someone else to work in your office, because I won't.
Okay, okay. You don't need to get so...
And I mean it, too.
Gracious, I hit that last one, didn't I, Doc? It was a honey. Hello, Fred.
Hi. Hello, Henry.
Oh, how are you, Fred? Glad to see you again.
Thanks.
How'd you do, Bill?
He did all right. If he doesn't watch out, he's likely to become a golfer.
Well, good for him.
I guess there ain't much danger of that happening. But for the first time, you know, I realize that it's kind of fun to whack that little white ball and watch it sail.
Well, of course it is. It's lots of fun. Fred, you ought to go out and try it.
I've been thinking of it. But after all, I got a business to tend to, and that's more important than golf.
Oh, nonsense. You can't work all the time.
Well, I always have.
How about going out with me sometime, Fred? You could spare a few hours, couldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I'll see. Thanks for the invitation. Well, I guess I'll be on my way.
Wait. You don't need to hurry, Fred. Glad to have you sit around and talk for a few minutes.
Oh, I've got some things at the office I have to do. You let me know about that Monday, then, will you, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Say, come think of it, I got some errands to do down the street. Mind if I ride along with you, Fred?
Come right along.
I'll be back in about an hour, Mary.
Oh, all right, Dad.
See you later, Doc. Much obliged to you.
The pleasure's all mine, Henry.
Well, I'm glad you're going along with me, Henry, because I want to talk to you.
Huh?
I want an opinion from you.
All right. You can have it, boy. Although I won't guarantee it'll be any good, you know. What is it? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm wondering about Mary and Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it looks to me an awful lot like Mary's falling for. Is she?
Fred, I tell you honest, I couldn't say it to that. I couldn't say definitely, that is. But as far as I've been able to make out, she likes him, and that's the extent of it.
Well, I guess it's getting to be past the liking stage.
Then if you know, what'd you ask me for?
Oh, I'm not sure about it. That's just the way it looks to me. I'd hate for that to happen, Henry. You can probably understand when you've been crazy over a girl for years, the way I've been about Mary and still am. Well, it hurts to watch another man step in and take your place.
Yeah, most likely it does, Fred. But since it's my policy to say just what I think, I'm going to tell you that it's your own fault and nobody else's. Now, take little things, for example. For instance, when Doc and I came in the house just now, you know, you was pretty short with him.
I didn't intend to be rude, but I wasn't going to fall all over him.
No, you made that evident enough. And then again, when he asked you to go out and play golf, my gracious, you just about growled at him.
Listen, Henry, you can't make me be friends with Nelson. Now, there's no use trying.
I ain't trying to make you friends with him. Nothing to me one way or another. I mentioned the way he acted because Mary, she'd notice it too. It certainly wouldn't make her feel any more kindly towards you.
Henry, I'm no hypocrite.
All right. You ain't a hypocrite. Nobody say you was. But you tell me how much you think of Mary and all that, and you're wondering why she don't seem to care as much for you as she used to. So I'm just giving you part of the answer.
Well, you're probably right. Do you think Mary ever did care anything for me?
Well, you know just well as I do that she did. She wouldn't have said she'd marry you otherwise, would she? No, of course she wouldn't.
Well, do you think... Is there any chance of her caring for me as much again?
I don't know. I don't know about that, Fred. Not so long as you keep on acting like a sulky schoolboy. You get over acting that way, and maybe she might. But after all, she's the one to say, you know. Not me. Not me at all. Well, here's the post office. You can let me out here if you will.
I tell you what I wish you'd do, Henry.
What?
I wish you'd put in a good word for me with Mary.
Why, there's only one person that can do that, boy, and that's yourself.
Much obliged, Fred.
I don't know why he acts that way, Bill.
Oh, well, don't think a thing of it, Mary. It doesn't bother me a bit. Maybe if I was Fred, I'd feel the same way.
Well, it's generous of you to say that, but I don't think you would.
Well, Fred's basically a nice chap.
Oh, he's wonderful when he wants to be, but... Oh, I don't know. Tell me, what chance do you think Dad has of beating Redmond this time?
Well, if he plays the way he played today, he'll have a lot better chance than he did before. The thing is, he hasn't played enough to have a consistent game. He might do well one day and very badly the next.
Well, is Redmond consistent?
No, I wouldn't say he's consistent, but he's more consistent than Henry. But today, Henry was going good out there. He'd step up to the ball and swing, and he got some nice drives.
Oh, golly, I hope he does the same thing Monday.
So do I. You going out?
Well, I don't know, Bill. I haven't decided yet. Quite a strain watching last time. I almost think I'd rather not undergo that strain again.
If I felt that way, I wouldn't go. But I think one of us should be there with Henry, and of course, there's always the possibility that I'll be called out on a case.
Mm. Well, I'll see. I'll probably decide to go, but... Wait a minute. Someone's coming up on the porch. What? Why, Fred!
I decided I'd walk right in this time.
Good.
Oh, I hope you'd still be here, Doc, because you're the one I want to see. Look, you asked me to go out and play golf with you sometime. Well, if that office is still open, and if you don't mind playing with a dub, I'll be I'll be tickled to death to go out with you.
Why, sure thing. The offer's still open, Fred. We'll go out someday next week, if you'd like.
Well, just let me know when. I'll be there. Well, I guess that's all.
Oh, sit down, Fred. You don't have to go yet. Just a second. Hello? Oh, yes, he's right here. Just a minute. Go, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Uh-huh. Yes, all right. I'll be right down. Goodbye. Oh, back to work. I'll give you a call the first of the week, Fred.
That's swell.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Bill, and thanks a lot for helping Dad.
Anytime. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Fred, I'm awfully glad you came back.
I guess I did act pretty surly before. But from now on, I'm going to try to act like a human being. That was a little better, wasn't it?
Yes, Fred, it was. Much, much better.
Looks like Fred isn't giving up the fight for Mary yet. But has he any chance against Bill Nelson? What about Henry's golf match with John Redmond, which is coming up almost immediately? If he loses, Mary may have to go back to work for Fred, you know. So be sure to listen to the next chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. Can you think of anything that folks like better after a hard day's work than a long, thirst-quenching glass of iced tea? You bet you can't, because iced tea is the perfect answer to summertime thirst. That's the reason you're bound to score a hit when you serve Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea. Because Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea is more than ordinary iced tea. It's extra good iced tea, and here's why. Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea is tea that is blended for the sole purpose of making iced tea. It's a secret blend of Ceylon and India teas, and this fine blend gives you tea that retains its deep, rich color, its delicious, full-bodied flavor after icing. Yes, ma'am, Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea looks as good as it tastes, and tastes as good as it looks. There are 132 tempting glasses of extra good iced tea in a half-pound package, and it costs you only 35 cents. Try Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea soon. Remember, it's the tea that is meant for icing. Now, here is your local announcer.